The United States is pushing for a vote this week at the UN Security Council on a resolution on rebuilding Iraq. It's expected to pass, but France, Russia, and China are said to have reservations. At issue are such questions as who will have authority over the Iraqi oil industry, what's the legal position of the U.S. and Britain in Iraq versus the U.N. or countries that did not take part in the war. Shashi Tharoor is Undersecretary General of the United Nations and joins us. Mr. Tharoor, you've said that the U.N. Is not seeking to be in the business of running Iraq, I quote you. Does that amount to an acceptance of the fact that the U.S. and Britain are effectively running Iraq?
Well, they've won the war, and I think the important thing from our point of view is that the Iraqi people should win the peace. Who gets to ensure that is for the Security Council now to agree upon, and it does look as if the U.S. in coming to the Council has recognized that there is no substitute for the unique legitimacy provided by the United Nations through a Security Council resolution.
Let's parse out two separate points here, legitimacy and actual delivery of services. The U.N., as you say, can uniquely confer international legitimacy on what happens in Iraq, but can only the U.N. actually run cities in Iraq right now, or could other NGOs, say, do that instead?
I don't think cities can be run by the NGOs, and they could only be run by the UN if the UN were given a mandate to do so, but that's not on offer, and we're not seeking it. What seems to be happening right now in the discussions in the Council is that those who have won the war will constitute themselves into a so-called authority, with a capital A, recognized by a Security Council resolution, and they would run Iraq, but the United Nations would be associated with the process through a senior coordinating figure who would work with the authority and with the Iraqis, as well as, of course, continue to do what we're already doing right now, which is lending humanitarian aid and coordinating the NGOs who are working in the field right now and who asked the UN to be their interface with the world.
And is that a non-starter because it doesn't include the other Security Council permanent members who did not take part in the war, that is France and China and Russia?
Well, I think a certain degree of Security Council oversight is going to be essential before the Council agrees to something. That's one of the issues that's being discussed. It's certainly already provided for in the draft resolution that the special coordinator, as he's being called in the draft resolution, would indeed report periodically to the Council. I assume that some members of the Council want to make sure that his reports would also cover work being done by the victorious coalition powers.
You were quoted in the Los Angeles Times as saying, once sanctions are lifted, does the U.S. as an occupying power have a free hand to import and export whatever the U.S. wants? The French and Russians don't want to give away the one lever they've got. It sounds like there's a fine line here between the legitimacy of international law and the kind of legitimacy that great powers had at the Congress of Vienna. Who knows? It's just superpowers trying to get a slice of the pie in Iraq. Am I hearing you wrong?
The quote, in fact, is not accurate, as I've had occasion to say to the journalist. But be that as it may, the larger issue is that there are a number of valid Security Council resolutions which have the force of international law until such time as the Council itself lifts them, modifies them, or otherwise dilutes their effect. On the other hand, it's also important that we put the Iraqi people first. This is their country, it's their oil, and what's essential is we ensure that before too long, they're able to determine their own destinies.
It was considered a great blow to the United Nations when the U.S., Britain, and a couple of other allies in a lesser role went to war in Iraq without the approval of the Security Council. How important is it to the U.N. right now that there be a unanimous resolution approved controlling post-war Iraq?
I think it's very important to us that there be a resolution approved. I would not insist on unanimity, but what I would say is that my impression is that everybody at the UN, not just Secretary General Kofi Annan, but the members in the Council themselves, are very anxious to put behind them the recrimination and divisiveness we saw between mid-January and mid-March. Everyone understands and accepts that things are different after the war. This is no longer about authorizing a war, about which much of public opinion around the world had reservations. It's about how to secure the peace.
Shashi Tharoor, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you, Mr. Siegel.
Shashi Tharoor is Undersecretary General for Communications and Public Information of the United Nations.